Narcoff. I can't take his running around shit, breaking pieces of my heart. Don't he know true what I've been through? Why he's gonna make it hard? 'Cause he don't love me. Broadcasting to you from my phone. Oh man, this is gonna sound like a crazy person episode. I'm just warning y'all. If you're not attuned to the vibration of unconditional love and you're like one of these people who's like, what's up with Annie Hardy? Let's listen to her podcast where she like talks about herself and reveals all her, you know, struggles and shit that ought to be private from the world and societal standards. And let's fucking make fun of her, whatever, talk shit, demon stuff. You know, that's tight. I'm glad people like you exist because you're the reason I do this podcast. Narcissists, obviously. Like, you know, I have this objective standpoint where I can hear what you're saying and I see what you're saying and I see how I look crazy as shit, but at the same time I see where I'm coming from and I look at the quality of life, the joy experienced, me versus you. You know, I have a life that is full of beautiful spiritual magical shit. I have 10-minute long orgasms, tantric orgasms, because I don't do what you do. I have 10-minute long orgasms. Do you hear me? Sometimes more. And I'm sorry if that's gross. I think it's a beautiful thing. I have 10-minute long orgasms. I mean, you guys got to understand something for a second. I sound sort of manic and crazy right now, but that's only because I absolutely am. You know, I'm a freedom fighter coming to bring you this message of truth and love and life, right? And I am opposed by all things devil narc. I'm preaching the gospel of love. And the narc is possessed by a devil, demon, or let's just say narcissists are operating out of this low, ego-based part of themselves where they're not fulfilled enough as human beings. They can't generate the correct amount of energy. They have a major deficiency, and so they have to prey on other people. Oh, hi, Gustine. In here today as my co-host is the most beautiful Miss Gustine. She's come to also preach the gospel of truth, love, and life. Life, not light. Just if you want to get particular, all these New Agers talking about love and light. That is some devil doctrine. Lucifer is the light. And all these people are preaching that gospel of complete selfishness. It's not about, you know, yes, it's very important to make ourselves happy, but the way in which we do it is very important. We can't ever make ourselves happy at the expense of another human being. You know, talking shit, generating that ego, you know, yummy ego bucks of narcissistic supply when we really ream someone good and we fucking talk shit and everybody laughs. You know, that's easy to do. In fact, I'm one of the best people at talking shit. I really am so good at it. Another person who's great at it is Joe Cardamone. You know, and it's said with, you know, it's the truth when you're talking shit. In at least one person's mind, it's always the truth. You're calling out some like very obvious shit. But it's like, who cares? Why would you sit around talking shit on people? Ever. And I've been guilty of this and still am to some degree. But listen, talking shit on people is the reason you're miserable today. If you are anything less than a joyous, happy, free channel for universal life force energy to flow through you, if you do anything less than channel the spirit of love sent from the heavenlies into song that heals other people when they listen to it, then don't talk to me. Don't talk shit about me, because my shit has results. And yours don't have results. You're never going to get result from sitting around being a negative Nancy. It's embarrassing to talk how I talk. I know that. I can only do it because nothing that anyone thinks about me matters too much. Of course, it matters for a split second when I'm in my ego self. But ultimately, what the fuck do I care? You know, people will accept me for me. And the ones who don't like it can move along. I know that they're, you know, I'm not immune to ego and to insecurity. None of us are. We don't talk about it because we're trying to present this unfuckwithable self that's so cool, you know, to the world. And it's not cool to be bummed when people be talking shit on you. You know? So you try to pretend it don't matter to me. It does matter to me. It hurts my feelings. But listen, who fucking cares? Ultimately, who cares? Sorry, I'm so sidetracking myself. I'm in what Maslow calls a, or is it Maslow? Yeah, I think so. You know, the guy who created the whole idea of what you may call it, self-actualization. Self-actualization is marked by a peak moment. Oh my God, Gustine, do you have to sit right by the phone and itch and clean yourself so loudly? Gustine's tripping because she feels what I've been going through. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a pyramid of needs that have to be met before someone can come into their purpose and become self-actualized. So it's basic needs like, you know, shelter, food. I forget what the other ones are, to be honest. But it's like security needs, which just so happens to be your first chakra, your root chakra, all things security. And then the next level, once you have the security and stuff, you go up to the next level of the pyramid, which is, you know, now that you have all this stuff squared away, you feel secure in life. So now you can start to create, which just so happens to be your second chakra, the sacral chakra, which pertains to all things sexuality and creativity. Things where you go, you know, you go in sexuality, you and another person meet up and you create a third energy. If he's not wearing a rubber, you know, a third energy is created from this act. And just like you go, you meet up with a guitar, and me plus guitar equals a song. A third energy is created. Do you feel me? So, isn't this all weird that this is all related? It's all tied in together. And so, on and on with all the different pyramid, you know, I can't tell you for sure what the Maslow thing says, but I'll tell you from a chakra healing standpoint, your next chakra up is your solar plexus. Once you have your creativity flowing, and you're like able to be creative and live your purpose here on planet Earth, which is why we're all here. We're all put on this planet to speak our own truth and create, not to work some fucking loser job at El Pollo Loco, but to create, to speak our truth and let other people hear it. And we just get lost doing all this other garbage that we think matters that doesn't fucking matter. What matters in life to you? Money? Security? Having what you need? I'm telling you right now, all you need is love. I hear you, but Annie, love don't pay the bills. It does, actually. I'm never not provided for. You figure shit out. And don't be a narc and say, love don't pay the bills. You know, what the fuck does that mean? My love don't cost a thing. People need to recognize. Danny Hardy, listen to me, guys. I've had a life that is so terrible. I'm too tired of losing everything. Only doing leave. look at my work. It supports what I'm saying. Back off before I jack off is what I would like to say. So anyway, I digress. Maslow's hierarchy tells us that you need certain needs met and before you can move on to the next set of needs. And once you have met all the needs that there are to meet in the pyramid, you get to the top, like the Illuminati. You got the Eye of Horus. Don't be naughty. And you're like, oh shit. And once you're at the top of the pyramid, you're having a peak experience, it's called. Like, I'm in the midst of one right now. And those are defined as, I should really be looking into all this, but Lord knows, all my technology has been stolen. You guys don't understand. I'm like a rogue broadcaster here. The demons had someone break into my car and steal my iPad. They broke my laptop. This sounds insane. Let my very awareness of how insane it sounds act to quell your fears that I might be the insane one. Because crazy people don't have any self-awareness, man. And I know what I'm saying, and I know what I'm saying is fucking psycho-sounding. How can you fuck with that, man? Through this Maslow's hierarchy before I sidetrack myself living in the flow state, doing what I want. Hey, it's like people can say what they want, but I'm experiencing 10-minute long orgasms. Can you fuck with that? I'm experiencing a life full of joy. Why wouldn't you want to have that? Are you fucking retarded? Like, I'm experiencing a life of freedom. And so I come here to this podcast and I tell you about it. Is that a crime? And you know, I wouldn't do it if I didn't know for a fact that other people are helped by listening to it. All I get is positive feedback from people who are like, I'm going through this shit too. And so there's why I do it. That's the whole point of life, is being of service to other people. When you realize that you don't matter, not in a sad way, but just your opinions and shit don't fucking matter. Who cares? I said this last podcast. Everything is what it is, regardless of how we feel about it. I am what I am. You are what you are, and we are all together. See how they run like pigs from a cum dumpster. You know, when that cum dumpster is railing down the road, the pig, you better go. Don't get in the way. That cum dumpster is headed straight for me. Concentrating a lot tonight on what other people think, because I feel like it's the crux of many of the problems with all of us. caring what other people think and letting that influence your behavior. See, I care what other people think. Who doesn't? Sucks to have people think something that sucks about you. But listen, I don't care too much. Because at the end of the day, there's only one person whose opinion actually matters. I guess there's two. There's God, Jesus, whatever you want to call it. And then there's mine. I care how I feel about myself. And so I do things in life that will help me foster a loving, caring attitude towards myself and others. Why would I want to be any other way? Do you even think about this stuff? Come on, man. Get with the program. Love is the only truth of the universe. And I'm telling you, once your little Maslow's hierarchy of needs is met, and you're at the tippy top of the pyramid, you're having what's called a peak experience. And it is the experience of realizing that you and every other thing in this world are one. That there's no separation, there's no division between any of us. And it feels like being on ecstasy. It feels amazing. It's every fiber of your being is awake and alive. And you're an open channel for all things of the universe. Because you've stopped judging and you've put aside the need to be right, the need to judge and have an opinion, the need to feel offended by something. It's so hard to offend me. That's why I'm so offensive, because I say whatever the fuck I want. You know, I try to take things into consideration, like, oh, that's not good to say. Don't say fuck in front of a baby, you know. But in general, I practice the art of non-judgment, because what does it matter what I think? It doesn't. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks about anything. You know, it's nice to chat about. What do you think of the Dodgers? I don't fucking care about them. Oh, thanks. It's good to know what you think. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Does it matter? Are you offended if you like the Dodgers and I don't? I should hope not. Do we have to get offended by our differences? Not really. As much as we have to get offended by our similarities. Because people are so asleep today. They don't see when they're pointing out shit in other people, talking shit. All they're pointing out is their own traits. It's embarrassing. Listen to people when they talk shit on other people. All you can perceive another person through is the filter of your own self. So if you yourself wouldn't be capable of doing something terrible, just taking advantage of someone and knowing you're doing the wrong thing and doing it anyway, using someone, leaving while someone's in the bathroom so you don't have to say goodbye. If you wouldn't do that, you don't suspect another person will be capable of it. Let's do large scale. Because we would never fucking put chemtrails in the sky, purposely poison and try to lower the population of the world, because we wouldn't have sex with little kids and kill them for Satan. We don't think other people are doing that. But they are. Fucking better recognize. They really are. And it's happening all around us. You know, admittedly, crazy alert, I sound nuts to someone who's not informed of what's really going on. Look into it, bro. Look into what's really going on in this prison planet of a world. Get your head out of your ass and shopping and music and fucking whatever you like, movies and TV. That is enslavement. That entertainment is taking you away from the time where you should be sitting in contemplation. What is my purpose here? Why am I here? What is important? What do I want from life? How can I best be of service to... Yeah, you're not going to be thinking that yet, but it will behoove you to do so. Because once you reach the top of Maslow's hierarchy of needs and you have your peak moment, it is always naturally followed by philanthropy. Wouldn't you know? Because you realize, fuck, I'm he, he is me, and we're all together. Good, good, good you, bitch. So what, you know, is followed by philanthropy. For me, for my initial peak experience, it came to me on the Giant Drag Farewell Tour when all of England and beyond, I guess Europe, but mostly the UK, because that's where my peoples are at, right, guys? They all banded together to help me, making posters, making merch, lending me my whole rig. I was in such a state, you know, the peak moments. Right before them, you have to endure an extra large helping of trauma and suffering, in my experience. So, like, I had just had a fucking abortion, and this guy that, you know, my, like, twin flame or whatever had just, like, rightly so called, you know, distanced himself from me. He's like, hey, bitch, you're fucking crazy. And you are like, you suck. Stay away from me. And I was like, oh, shit. I do have all these ways about me that fucking suck. And now I see it, you know. Me and the narc are not too much different in the sense that we both have an aversion to pain and we have a fear of abandonment. And that makes people act crazy, especially if you are lacking in self-awareness of any sort. If you, in the midst of the fiery, burning argument, can't stop and say, whoa, whoa, am I wrong? Am I right? If you don't bring your shit into question, you just keep barreling on with blaming, finger-pointing shit so you don't have to look at what you're doing. That's fucking bullshit, man. People just need their feelings validated. They don't need a list of reasons why what you did wrong is okay because this is what you do wrong. You know? That's not how it works. It's a separate thing. That's fucking baby shit. Come on. Step off my dick with that baby shit, please. Be an adult. Be a love centered person, because when you're centered in love, listen, God is love, God is truth. So I'm going to use God like John Wilkes Booth, shoot you in the dick if you won't prove yourself to be a better human. Like, just try to be better. Why wouldn't you? Let's get with the program here. Love is the only truth in this universe. Everything else is a fucking illusion. So get over it with your illusion bullshit. You know, look at what's real. What's real? Love is real. Fucking fear is an illusion. So fucking back off before I jack off. And fear is the reason that people be talking shit. Fear is the reason that people be rejecting others. And, you know, it's not that anyone's ever rejecting you because they don't like you. People reject you. Oh, fuck. I just lost my train of thought. That was crazy. I was tapped in and then I came out of it. So weird. But listen, when I'm talking all this jive turkey shit, this is all just coming through me. And I'm hearing it for the first time just as you are. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's tight. You know, that's a good point. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm a channel for divine energies. That's how I have those 10-minute orgasms, you guys. I wouldn't keep telling you this, but I didn't have 10-minute orgasms before. I didn't know the feeling of freedom. And I didn't know the feeling of, like, ecstasy, basically. I feel like I'm on ecstasy right now, not all the time. But these peak moments, these Maslow's self-actualization shit, self-actualization is the goal, you know? That should be everyone's goal. Because once you do, you tap into the universe, you stop being separate from it and from everyone else. You can't blame some other motherfucker for, like, offending you, judging you, or anything they do to you, because that's just you. That's just you in another body. Why would you stay mad? Some people are these, like, you know, vacuous vacuums of demonic suffering and darkness. Those people, you say, I love you, but I have to go away from you, because when I let you get close, you are a vacuum. You are a vacuous vacuum of demon shit. So when I stand next to you, all the demon shit starts coming to me because you're that. Maybe it's me. Well, yeah, it is me. It's me choosing to stand next to people who have an indwelling darkness. You know, a curse begets more curse. You need to surround yourself with people who have the light and who shine it on you and who love you and who accept you. You know, not who treat you like crap because you treat them like crap. That's bullshit. That's bullshit, narc shit. Listen, so what I'm saying, I was in fucking England and I keep getting sidetracked, but it's all connected anyway. Nothing is not connected, and that's the whole point of this shit. Nothing's not connected. If you do something shitty to someone else, you're doing something shitty to yourself. That's just you. And you end up reaping the non-benefit of having done something shitty to someone else. And then you feel like shit because you did something shitty to yourself. Do you feel me? Can you even perceive me? Is this even happening? Am I just releasing this podcast into a vacuum? Well, yes, sort of. A vacuous vacuum of demons stands next to you, and you're not going to experience all the light has to offer. Because you have the dark. You're half dark. Listen, guys, it's time to shit or get off the pot. Let's commit to being fully light. Or maybe you can commit to being fully dark. Some have. Oh, y'all, I don't even know if you know that y'all don't know. I'm just saying this to you for no other reason than I feel good and I want others to feel good. I sound crazy. I don't give a fuck. That should tell you right there. I'm free. I'm free from what any ding-dong narc thinks of me. I'm free, and I see the truth, and the truth is nobody can hurt me except for me. Nobody can hurt you except for you. Oh, Lord, I don't think you know. I'm so free. I'm so having a peak moment right now. And I wanted y'all to come with. Let me finish my story. The Holy Spirit's moving within me. I can't help it. So, all these motherfuckers help me. And I see, like, oh my God, this, like, all these people band together just to help low old me. Why would they do this? Meanwhile, on the shows, you know, instead of going back to the hotel, I didn't have money for hotels now. So I was forced, or I had the pleasure of hanging out with my fans, selling my own merch, not disconnecting. And all these people came to me and they told me, like, oh my God, the most amazing things. They told me that one girl said, I got lupus. You know, I know your struggles with fibromyalgia. And you and your music give me the strength to continue on. And I was like, whoa, that's so crazy. And not true at all. Like, you are projecting your own shadow, your own positive shadow aspects onto me. You're strong. You do it. So whatever, I don't want to get super sidetracked. So all these people, all these stories, I felt so supported. I felt so loved. And it made me look inside and say, why don't these people love me so much? What the fuck am I doing? Like, this is crazy. And it made me think, oh, I'm making them songs. And they like put all this meaning behind it of their own and make it mean something more than it means. You know, it means something to me already. So the fact that it means something to someone else is an added bonus. You know, if my audience dwindled to zero, I would still keep doing this because it's for me. It's not for you. I do it, and then you can have it too, and you can make it mean something tight and good. But you can do this too, to be honest. Any of us can do this. All it takes is practice. Obviously, you gotta learn how to do something first. But practicing self-love, practicing the guitar, practicing whatever. You have to keep doing something if you want to be good at it. And so I've been consciously practicing happiness. And guess what, motherfuckers? I'm fucking happy. I'm happy in the face of the most traumatic, tragic life. My baby died. Robert died. Chorley died. Alvin died. Everyone's dying around me. And much more fucked shit is happening to, you know, to the living. These people who are dead are fucking lucky. I wish I was dead sometimes. But if I was dead, I wouldn't get to experience this amazing physical 3D experience, which is all going to be over before you know it. So don't forget that, you know. If it sucks, you suck is the problem. If you're having a bad time, you're a bad time. If you're not having fun and you're bored, you're boring. And that's the truth. I'm having a great time despite the fucking world, or the devil, really, if you want to be particular about it, despite the devil trying to make me have the worst time of my life. And that is exactly what it is. Sorry for those who don't believe in spirituality. Ugh, don't even get me started. Get over it. That's the kind of shit, the kind of opinions and judgments that you need to ditch if you want to be happy. Oh, but I was raised in this. Shut up. I don't care if you're a fundamentalist, if you're a Catholic. I don't fucking give a fuck how you were raised. Get over it. Who cares? That's not the truth. God isn't in the church. God is in you, man, and God is all around you. God is in Gustine in the bathtub right now with a little leaf stuck to her whisker. That is God, and you gotta, as Jesus says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Knock on the door of like truth and love, and leave behind the judgments and the stories. Do you know what it means that you were raised Catholic and so now you don't like to hear the word God? Shut up, you millennial scumbag, loser, miserable fuck. That's why you millennials never get off your cell phones, off Instagram, and live a real life that would award you self-esteem, joy, fulfillment. You're staying with these base reptilian survival instinct bullshits. Get over it. Do you realize that you will never fulfill yourself getting no amount of likes on Facebook? Like, no amount of that narcissistic supply, which is to say, just ego feeding, like, oh, 20 people like my shit. Who gives a fuck? When you put your self-worth in what other people think of you, you will never be good enough. You will never be fulfilled, and you will never be free, because you'll always be looking to other people to know if you're good enough. You're fucking good enough. Get to know that inside yourself, and you'll be fucking sitting pretty. You'll be free. You'll be free to self-actualize, and then you'll be free to fucking have a 10-minute orgasm. Because when you lose all that judgment and that, like, unnecessary self-awareness, not the good kind, but the bad kind, where you're like, oh man, where you're judging yourself, drop the judgment. Judgment kills. It kills creativity. It kills joy. It kills love. It kills all, because it is a fear-based, you know, it's a fear-based thing. It's fear-based to be like, oh, if somebody doesn't accept me, what will I do? Who fucking cares? I wish you all to have some experience like I did, where it's like you get so traumatized that you get reset and reborn and made new. And I fucking thank narcs, because narcs are exactly who set me free. All they do is care what people think. All they do is tell you what they think. Who fucking cares? These people are psychopaths. Who fucking cares what a psycho thinks? I get worked up, y'all, because it's the truth. Everyone's so delusional. Why would you care? Care what God thinks. Get over your fucking shit. Get over your stories that keep you apart from other people and apart from God and knowing God. Don't put so much on it. Stop being uptight. Stop being a millennial. I have 10-minute orgasms. Do you know what that feels like? Sorry, I'm impassioned. I'm passionate about passion and about love and about all the things that are supposed to be important in life but have fallen by the wayside. What the fuck are you guys doing? You think that car is going to make you happy? You think getting that girl is going to make you happy? It will never make you happy. Because only you can make you happy, loser. Stop being a loser and looking outside of yourself for things to make you feel filled. Get to know who you are. Think about your shit. Bring all your beliefs into question one at a time. Be like, why do I believe that God is an offensive word to say? Is that true? Or did I just get programmed by the society I grew up in to take super offense to shit? Because the Illuminati and the evil forces, which are run by the same people of, the institution of hell, they don't want you to focus on love. They want you to stay in fear and judgment and persecution and ego-based, base-level bullshit. I'm over it. I wish you guys could see me as I put, yelling hands around my mouth. I'm fucking over it. You get over it. Stop being offended by everything. You're offensive. Your offense offends me. I have 10-minute orgasms. Get the fuck out of my face. None of this shit. The proof is in the pudding, maybe I should say. The proof is in the pudding of my 10-minute orgasm, which is not, it doesn't require another person. I mean, it does, because I don't masturbate. I'm just telling you that much right now. Don't masturbate. Don't jerk off to porn. I don't masturbate. I find it pedestrian. And if I'm going to commit and act a sacral chakra, creating a third energy act like that, I want to be with another person. It's not the same, you know? Anyway, I digress. What was I even talking about? I just started, like, thinking about 10-minute orgasms. I got completely lost. I really have no idea, but I also have to pee, so I'm going to pause this real fast. Admittedly, I could have done an edit and not told you guys that I had to pee and just pause this whole thing. But, you know, I'm practicing radical honesty, extreme transparency. Another very, very necessary key to happiness is being an honest person. Telling the truth no matter what. Not telling the truth up to a certain point, but then you can't tell this person that because, no. Don't live a compartmentalized Hannah Montana life. That is some fucking Illuminati, like, programming on society at large. Like, you know, I wish I knew how that song went. I wish I had all my technology going, but all I have is this little cell phone, and I'm in the bathroom. But it doesn't matter, because no devils can stop me from preaching the gospel of truth and life. You know, this ain't about Jesus. Don't call me a crazy Christian, although technically I guess I am. But I'm not like everybody else who's a Christian. I don't judge people. I don't believe in church. I'm on that path less traveled. And it's a rocky as fuck path, I'm not gonna lie. But I'm paving my own way, motherfucker. And at the end of the day, I'm doing my thing. There's nobody in the world quite like me. Just like there's nobody in the world quite like you. Yet at the same time, we're all absolutely the same. Do you feel me? Can you even comprehend what I'm saying? Or are you that low in vibration and stuck in the darkness of opinions and fractured mindsets that don't let you get ahead in life, keep you blaming all the other people for what is only your fault? Your joy, your happiness, and your life is your responsibility, bro. Don't let life happen to you. Don't be a victim of life. The first time I heard someone say that, first of all, I was in rehab, and my counselor, Julie, who was such a cunt, I ended up suing the rehab, actually, and I wanted out-of-court settlement because they tried to kill me. They gave me 10 different prescriptions, all which were interacting with one another, and then one of the people who worked there, who was a friend of mine, because it was in San Clemente where I grew up, she posted a picture of me sleeping with the guitar on Facebook, which is fine. I wasn't mad. But as a rehab institution, you don't do that. And you also don't poison people. So I sued them, settled out of court, and fucking fuck yeah. Annie Hardy rules again. I don't rule because look at this. Look what, you know, came right before. A win is a major loss. A loss of time, a loss of my mind. You know, every time I lose my mind, though, I'm so glad that I did. Because it was a piece of my mind that was so rotten and shitty and broken that I didn't need it. I implore you all to lose your mind. That's how I'm free today. I lost my old, ragged, dusty-ass thinking that kept me miserable and kept me doing the same shit over and over again. And I fucking, you know, thank you, narcs. I'm just going to say, this podcast, Empath of Least Resistance, do you know what that means? Empath, like, I'm an empath, and of least resistance, like, I've released resistance to the world. For the most part. But I'm free today. Because I'm not in resistance of what people think. I'm not you know, I accept it. People will think what they want, and I think what I want, and can't we all just let that be? Do we all have to get up in arms, millennial style? Because someone said tranny. Is it bad to call a trans person a tranny now? Isn't that what they are? I don't know. Isn't it a cute nickname? Who cares? Who fucking cares about that base level? That is some brain, like, bukkake. Get out of here with that. Stop thinking about shit that doesn't matter. What matters is making yourself feel fulfilled, filling your life with love, loving the people in your life, like your life depends on it, because it does. We're here to love. That's the purpose of life, man. The purpose of life is determined by the collective consciousness of the entire world. You know, the kind of mean or median, I don't remember the difference between those two words. What everybody thinks the most is a point, is the point of life. So at this juncture in time, it is to love and to be loved. Before, and this is some Teal Swan information. Shout out to Teal Swan. Please come be my best friend, Teal Swan. I feel that nobody understands me like you might. I'm alone in this fucking luminary shit, bruh. In this spiritual catalyst shit, man. Everyone who has me come into their life or comes into my life, immediate catalyzing event. Job loss, you know, soul loss, mind loss. And I hope and I try to be people's, like, Sherpa of love, Sherpa, help you get up to the top of the mountain. But those same people turn against you. They're like, I'm not there yet. This is your fault. I'm not at the top of the mountain. This is, you took us the wrong way. No, I didn't. You gotta get you to the top of that mountain by fulfilling the needs of Maslow's hierarchy. You have to go do something. It doesn't just happen to you. You have to foster a sense of security to get secure. You have to go looking for what you want. Ask God for it, and God will always provide exactly what you need. Maybe not always what you want, but exactly what the fuck you need. And so stop trying to run the show and saying, but I want this. I want this. Don't be a Taurus. That's annoying. God knows what you need. God knows what best suits you and what your highest good is. So trust him. I don't think it's a coincidence that all these millennials so up in arms about talking about God, God forbid you say Jesus, people will literally shit themselves. And I mean literally. They will sit there and push and bear down until feces comes out of their anus into their pants. Millennials are weird. Listen to that narc cough. That's the cough you get when you suffer narcs. And I'm suffering so much right now in this juncture of my life. I have a pretty substantial narc narking me out. Just saying. Not saying who it is, obviously. Could be anyone. I'm surrounded by narcs. But it's especially painful. It's to the point where it makes me stutter. I hate when I make that little sound making fun of myself. That is fucked. That is some judgment shit. See, I say everything. I'm completely transparent. It's all out there. You can't hurt me. I'm aware. You can't fuck with me. You can't tell me something I don't know. I already know that. I already know that. I own it, and I love myself anyway. The only way to make it out of this frightful narc jungle with overgrown brush, fucking parrots of, like, parroting you, flying by, you know, like, bark, you, oh, that's what you do, you know, get the fuck out of my face, you stupid piece of shit, that's what you do, get the fuck out. I do whatever I want, and I'm allowed to do that, and you do whatever you want, and you're allowed to do that. Let's just all be free, man. Let's not judge it. I'm not going to judge what you do. I guess unless what you do starts impeding upon, because I let it, my own personal joy and freedom. When you are standing next to the vacuous vacuum of demon shit and it's sucking all of its, you know, like attracts like. So all the demons are coming. And they're coming to me, I think. Am I bad? Am I wrong? Or am I just standing next to a vacuous vacuum of darkness and wondering, why does my life suck when I hang out with people who are possessed by demons and cursed and incapable of self-reflection, incapable of change? And they'll say, oh, but you do this. Fucking who cares? But look at me. I do something wrong. Someone points it out and I fucking change it. And I address it and I work on it. Even if I don't change it, I work on it. The narc will say this shit to you while they're sitting there being the same as day one, if not a million times worse. It's delusion. It's delusion and it's sidetracking to keep you away from the issue, which is and remains to be one thing. I love myself. I love myself. I know myself. If you want to love and know me, then please do. But you have to know love in order to love me. And sadly, in this world today, not a lot of people know love. Love is nothing but love. You know, it's nothing but this pure feeling of caring and empathy and compassion and, you know, love, truth, life. This is what I'm talking about. This is what matters. But if you're stuck in blame, ego, right, I need to be right, then you miss the point. If you're doing that, I find it hard to believe that you love yourself. If you need to make other people so wrong all the time, I can't believe that you love yourself. Because if you did, you would love yourself despite your mistakes and your misactions. Is that a word? I don't care. I don't know. Your fucking misdeeds and the things in yourself you're afraid to look at because you think it makes you a terrible person. You think it makes you a bad person, and so you live in denial of it, and you blame others. Well, yeah, I did this fucked up thing, but you fucking insulted me. I didn't insult you, man. If you're insulted, then you did it, because I'm just talking, you know? Is that too existential? Let me bring it down. How could you think, how could other people think that if they have an issue, the issue is someone else's? I have an issue. You insulted me. That's your own issue. If you're insulted, then fucking go away. Go away. Go find someone who treats you better. You know? Or, actually, if you're insulted, it would be good to tell someone why you are insulted and then, you know, I obviously am pulling from my very real life narc drama right now. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm not even going to front, like, that's not what I'm doing, obviously. It's all very fresh in my mind. And I became very aware tonight as I'm experiencing a peak moment. I'm trying to count which one it is. I'm not really sure. Did I even finish my story about the UK? So everybody came together to help me. And when it was all over, I was like, fuck, bro. This has been life-changing. Like, these people, the fans, the, you know, fans, whatever, shitty name to call them, the people who played in the band, even Tony, the big fucking giant narc guitar player who tried to rob me. Thank you, Tony. You were so annoying, but you fucking blasted me where I needed to be. You made me stand up for myself for the first time. I've always been a pushover, letting people shit on me because I was afraid of what they would think if I stood up for myself and said, hey, you piece of shit, don't rob me. Instead of waiting till he robs me and then talking shit later, I say, hey, faggot, don't fucking rob me. Fucking, why would you do that? Why would you take all the money that I made selling my handmade merch? Why would you take that out of the cash box and leave me to find out I don't have enough money to pay for my baggage overages at the fucking airport? Who cares? This is a story. And I hate stories. But the whole point of it was, narcs push you into where you need to be. And all the people in England supported me in this beautiful, like, journey of coming to know myself. And I was like, oh shit, like, this is crazy. I understand who I am. I understand now how I fit into the world at large. I understand my purpose here. I understand what I'm doing here. And it's not all for nothing, you know? I'm here to fucking play my part, be myself, and other people can be inspired and healed through this mere act of me being me and me making songs and inspiring them, showing them, like, yo, drop the bullshit. Drop the bullshit and get with the real shit, which is love, which is creativity, which is life. Throw away the judgment. Throw away the shit talking. Throw away the narc bullshit. Ego fucking dick spit. Dick spit. Throw away that dick spit. I don't need it. You know, I don't need to get caught up in bullshit. I'm trying to fucking have 10-minute orgasms here. What else could be more important? Seriously, you guys, what else could be more important? The ultimate